This show furnished by HouseSmarts Television and Properties.
Time now for HouseSmarts Radio with Lou Manfredini.
I have a problem with shower doors. We have very hard water, but we have a water softener.
Stop. I have the best product.
He's handy.
When this works and your shower doors look fantastic, you are going to say such nice things about me.
He's funny.
This is what you're going to say. Oh, my gosh. My doors have never been that clean.
He doesn't have one of those Hollywood egos.
And then you're going to wipe it away, and you're going to say that Lou Manfredini is something else.
Yeah, that's for sure. Give him a call with your home improvement questions right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, I'm something else, all right. You should talk to my wife. Something else that she wants to get rid of. No, she doesn't want to get rid of me. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, HouseSmarts Radio, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Our phone number is 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We're here until 9 o'clock this morning, and we will be here helping you fix anything in and around your home, whether it's a problem with your plumbing, a problem with the drywall or the plaster that you need to fix. Maybe you got creaky steps, creaky floor, you got a leaky plumbing pipe. You name it, I'm going to help you. How about that roof? What's that look like? Well, we can help you with that on HouseSmarts Radio for sure. Our new to Lou 2 this morning is awesome for the upcoming big games and events that you have coming up that maybe you're bringing some food to. You know how you're going to make some casserole or you're going to bring some chicken wings over and you want to display it? I met these ladies at a media event in New York City and a couple years ago, and they finally got this thing out to market, and you're going to absolutely love it, and it is so fancy. That's all I'm going to say. And affordable.
Fancy pants.
Fancy pans.
Oh, pants.
And pans with a Z.
Now you gave it away.
Good morning, Lindsay. And then we're going to talk to a friend of mine, Jane Manzuris, who is a DIY expert TV radio host, to talk about how you can start prepping and hosting for some of those upcoming sporting events as well. Jane has a lot of great ideas, and she's really part of this whole maker movement, which is big. A lot of people like to create these crafts. So we're going to talk to Jane a little bit about that. I'm trying to think. Lindsay, you're not really a maker.
Like a craft. I want to be a maker.
You want to be, right?
I try. There's sometimes I get a little crafty.
Right. I mean, and you do look at stuff and you'll say to me, I really want to try this. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, it's hard when you get little girls and kids and stuff like that.
I think I can be, I'm like 40% crafty.
Well,
50.
What you'll find is, give me a percentage. I'll take it. Sold. What you'll find is as the girls get older, you'll do a bunch of projects with them, right? I remember our daughter Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
We did some project where we made this flower hat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we took this hat, and I still have this. She's 21 years old. And we have this hat that we made. I'm trying to remember what it was for. But we took a straw hat.
The derby?
No. But it was something like that. And we used foam. You know how you can buy that foam mm-hmm. at like Michael's
sure.
and you can cut it? It's sure. like thin. We made petals out of it. And then we glued it on the top of this hat and mm-hmm. folded it over to make it look like a flower. And she submitted it to somewhere and won some
prize. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I forget what it was for. And I still, this sounds funny, but it's hanging in our laundry room. Above the washer and dryer.
Interesting.
Okay, now you would say, wow, you're hanging it in your laundry room, but I see it every time I do laundry. Every time.
That's cute.
So I get to, look at it and display it. And so we've had a lot of fun over the years doing a lot of crafts. And so what Jane's going to talk about, the fact is that there's a whole maker movement where you can do stuff like accessories and whatnot in your home, and you can make it yourself.
Okay, can I brag about my one maker thing that
sure.
I did? That I still love. Actually, I sit at it. It's my studio chair. I think you've probably seen it if you've seen it or been in there. I know you have. When I was in high school,
you mean
I
under
made
the stairs,
like a,
Harry
yeah.
Potter.
Yeah.
Our phone number, by the way, is 800-222-KABC.
It's like a regular, like a wooden chair, and I took all of I went through like all the Us magazines and People magazines, and I cut all my favorite, singers and actors, and then I decoupaged it. Together, I put all the pictures on there, so it's this whole collage.
It's a cool chair.
It's I love to look at it still and see, oh my gosh, back in, you know, 98 or whatever, this is what who the hot person was and who I liked, and it's
so
such a fun.
You and I were talking about the whole nostalgia thing about this, right? And how, and actually, okay, I just went to go see the movie Shape of Water, and there was a preview for a movie called Nostalgia.
Oh.
Okay? And it's like with John Hamm and, you know who else is in it? Is our buddy Nick Offerman.
Oh, Nick!
Yeah, friend of the show. And he, friend of the show. I've never said that about anybody. Oh, I'm going to name drop. Friend of the show, Nick Offerman. We've had Nick Offerman on the show. Anyway, I don't know if he's
Nicky.
A friend. Nicky, I call him Nick. Nick, Nick's your buddy! And so it talked about, like, the things you're going to hand down to your kids. Like, that chair could be something someday.
Totally.
That your daughter's like, well, my mom made this chair yes. when she was in high school. Right?
Wait, did we just talk about this last week?
No, did we?
I don't know. Maybe
no, you and I were talking about your boots.
Yes, my cowboy boots.
Right.
Cowgirl boots.
Right. And so then I was thinking about this as well. So this is a weird story, but you'll stay with me. So I have a very good friend of mine whose daughter has been living in Germany for the past 3 years. So she's 25, 26 years old. And now she's dating some German boy. Okay. And, well, young man. And she was going to some fancy, party that she got invited to. I think I told you the story, Lindsay. And she needed some fabulous dress to wear. And she's, the girl's name is Katie. She's this lovely girl. I've known her since she was 4 years old, and she talks to her mother, and so I need this really good dress to go to this party, and so her mom says, well, you know, my mother has that black dress from whatever. Her mother, who's in her 80s, has a dress that she bought in 1968 and for some reason has never gotten rid of this dress. And it's one of those timeless, you know, dresses that a black whatever with a little slit up the whatever. So she gets the dress. Her mother now lives in Atlanta, Georgia. They get the dress and they ship it to Germany. And here she is wearing this dress to this party in 2018 in a party that her grandmother, or there's a picture of her grandmother that she ended up posting on Instagram. Her grandmother in 1968. And then the granddaughter wears the dress all those years later, 40 years later.
That's awesome.
Right? 50 years later.
Yeah.
Is that the math? That's the math. 50 years later. Amazing. Isn't that cool?
That's a cool story.
Right. So, anyway, those kinds of things, and even with the maker thing that you make stuff, that you can keep down the line and use. So I think it's kind of cool. And I think there's all kinds of opportunities that, you know, whether you're handy or not, you know, doing those kinds of projects. That's what I talk about when it comes to doing any kind of home improvement around your home. It's about the confidence to do this, right? And you get that confidence by trying small little things. And so if you're someone that likes to arts and crafts and you get comfortable with kind of doing the smaller stuff, it can lead to other things as well. You know, so many times I get calls on the radio or I get emails from people that are like, I just need to do this. And then I'll tell them that the answer is so simple. Oh, well, all you have to do is flip the switch or whatever. And they're like, really? Yeah, because you don't have the confidence. And so many that listen or have homes are so nervous and afraid to hurt something or harm something that they just don't want to do it. And then all of a sudden you hire somebody and they come in and go, huh, well, yeah, that's all you had to do. I mean,
that's me.
Well,
that's
no. And I mean, I you know, the same thing has happened to me years ago. We sold a house and this was a great house. We loved this home. I had remodeled the kitchen, the bathrooms, the whole nine yards. And literally 3 days before the closing, the double oven, we had this Thermador double oven. I'm going to say the appliances, the kitchen wasn't even 5 years old. The double oven stopped working. And we're like, oh my gosh, the house is closing in 3 days. What are we going to do? I call the appliance company, you know, I check the breaker, everything. It's just dead. And it was, of course, not under warranty. And the appliance guy came out, and when he called, you know, for those of you that know, double ovens are very heavy. It's not something one person can move themselves. And when they called, I said, hey, will you be home to help me pull it out? Sure. So I came, because I actually installed it, pulled the thing out, and the guy goes, click, and he pushes a reset button. And I go, you're kidding me. He goes, that'll be $180.
Yeah.
He goes, but you'll know for next time.
Not kidding.
I know. And I'm like, you're kidding me. But I never, you know, I mean, I'm trying to think of when this was. So this would have been 2000. Yeah. So this is, that was in 2001. So there wasn't like the internet for me to go, what's the problem with a thermidor? You know, it didn't exist at that time. Where now you just go and you search stuff out like that and you'll see people posting stuff all the time, which gives you the confidence. But you want to always make sure that you know your limitations. And so the whole thing is this whole maker movement can be a great way for you to get confidence to do stuff around your home. And that's what House Smarts Radio is all about. We're here live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m., anything you have going on around your home that you need help with, you just got to pick up the phone and give us a call. 800-222-KABC. 800-222-5222 is our phone number. We also, you can email me. We get a bunch of emails from people, and we read those on the air as well. So do we want to maybe try answering some emails before we have to take a break?
Yes.
Okay.
I just let me look for one here.
Got it.
I wasn't ready.
I'm sorry.
I was
shopping.
I was shopping.
Amazon?
Okay.
No. Okay.
Okay, so the flu is everywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
This is from Roseanne. 1/4 of our staff is out sick with the flu. What cleaning products would you recommend to disinfect, decontaminate all surfaces such as plastic, wood, laminate, desktops, computers, fabric, wallpaper, granite, porcelain, metal door handles, handrails, everything? Basically, she wants to quarantine the place.
Hmm. I will tell you this. You know, it's going to be a warm weekend. So open up the windows and get as much fresh air in as you can possibly do it. Because that is part of the problem, too, with all the sickness that goes about is the closure of this. If you're using your heater, make sure you pull out the furnace filter and change those on a regular basis. As far as disinfectants go, any of them that talk about, you know, killing bacteria up to 99.9%, whether it's a Lysol or whatever it is, you do want to wipe down all those surfaces and the stuff that everybody touches. It's a thing that when you think about, all the bacteria that's out there, it's the doorknobs. It's the, you know, my gosh, when you watch any of the morning shows, they love to do all these gross stories about how disgusting everything is in our homes and in our offices. And you know it, right? The keyboards on your computer, the handles that you touch, door handles, the toilet handle, all that stuff. I think it's a combination of using the sprays, the wipes. You know how you can buy like the Lysol or the Clorox wipes that are disinfectants? Just use that on all those areas. And then as much fresh air as you can possibly get inside a home will make a difference. Now, the other thing that is if you have carpeting in your home, that is a giant bacteria catcher. And so cleaning your carpets on a regular basis really does make a difference. And I'll tell you, as crazy as this sounds, if you need to buy a carpet cleaner and have your own carpet cleaner. This is funny because Rug Doctor, who makes, you know, you can go rent those machines everywhere. They sell them too, but they're like $450, and most people aren't going to spend $450 on a giant Rug Doctor. But they make a small Rug Doctor that's like the smaller unit that I want to say is a couple $100. And I bought one recently because we ended up, when we remodeled our kitchen, we bought a new couch and a little carpet area in front of the family room where there's a sectional. And it's a lighter colored rug that we really like, but we have two dogs. And it gets so dirty. So my wife is like, we have to clean that carpeting. I go, we just bought the thing. So, this small carpet cleaner, which is super portable, is perfect for those small jobs. And it's easy to set up. The amount of grossness that comes out of the carpet after just like a month, it's terrible. You would clean your carpets every week with this stuff if you did it one time. And so if you're really worried about disinfecting with this whole flu, craziness that's going on right now, I would go rent one of these machines, whether it's a Bissell or Rug Doctor, I don't really care, but get all that cleaned up and freshen the whole place up and get as much fresh air as possible in your home, because it really is going to make a difference. All right, It's 19 past the hour. This is House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Our phone number is 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. All right, 2018 is here, and the great folks at JW Heating and Air want you to start the new year off right. How? Well, they're going to give you a free furnace. That's right, a free furnace. There are still a few days left to take advantage of this exciting offer. If you call JW Heating and Air at 877-JW-HEATING, by the end of the month, and purchase an air conditioning system, you're going to receive a brand new Lennox furnace for your home for free. So if your furnace or AC is broken, or maybe it's no longer efficient, now is the best time to take advantage of this limited time offer. And if that's not enough, how about this? JW will also give you a free Wi-Fi thermostat and free one-year maintenance plan. So keep your home warm and toasty this winter by calling JW Heating and Air at 877-JW-HEATING. That's 877-JW-HEATING, or visit them at jwheatingandair.com. JW Heating and Air, their family serving yours. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be right back.
And get smart.
Alcohol sales dropped 15% in states that have medical marijuana laws.
That's not surprising.
And the news pun writers were working a little OT at Forbes, because you want to hear the lead sentence?
Uh-oh.
A joint study by researchers. You see what they did there?
It's a joint.
Oh, they're so funny.
McIntyre in the morning
with Leanne Tweeden News. 5 to 10 on KABC.
Valentine's Day is around the corner. Why not do something that's sure to knock her socks off? Give her a romantic evening filled with champagne, strawberries, Al Green, and... okay, you know where I'm going. But if you have ED and the pills don't work for you, romantic evenings can be nerve-wracking. That's why you should call Boston Medical Group and ask about their patented advanced treatment method for ED. They're the experts in men's sexual health, and their doctors have helped thousands of men like you for over 20 years. To show you just how fast and effective their method is, as part of your evaluation, you'll receive a treatment right there in the office. Seeing is believing, right? Whether you have ED, PE, or low sex drive, give the gift of intimacy this Valentine's Day. Call Boston Medical Group for the Valentine's Day special, a complete ED evaluation for only $95. That's a $400 savings. You'll see positive results guaranteed. Offer expires soon. Call 1-800-934-4200. That's 1-800-934-4200. 1-800-934-4200. BostonMedicalGroup.com.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide, including custom postcards, signs, invitations, posters, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 30th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
You're listening to Lou.
Bonnie's in Crestwood. Hi, Bonnie.
I have a question about my bathroom floor.
And House Smarts Radio.
One of the tiles next to the toilet is sinking down. My concern is there's water getting underneath the floor there.
He's taken any and all of your questions till 9.
Yeah, I just don't want to be going to the bathroom one day and end up down in the crawl space, you know, like in the next 2 days or so. That wouldn't be super good.
Bonnie,
where'd you go?
Bonnie, are you all right down there?
Right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back, House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We just had this long conversation with Frank, who pushes all the buttons during the radio show, about his new front door. You know, another thing where you can get a good selection of doors at really good prices is Builder Surplus. Where are they at, Billy? Can you find that? I'm sorry. Because they're in L.A. They're around there. And they have all this, it's not like a chain, but there's several of them around the country. And they go into these runs where you, it's like a treasure hunt. I'll tell you that. It's almost like, I don't want to compare it to Costco. But you know, Costco is like a treasure hunt, right? If you go to Costco.
Sure.
You go in and they have like amazing deal on a Keurig.
And if you don't buy it now, you don't get it.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I'm going to come next time by the Keurig. And they're like, Keurig's gone. Wait a minute. Keurig's gone. Yeah. So you got to buy it. Well, Builders
Surplus.
They do the same thing.
They're where in Santa Ana.
In Santa Ana. Yeah. Okay. So you go into a Builder Surplus and all of a sudden you're like, wow, look at these front doors. They're amazing. And they're like name brand Pella or Marvin, whatever it could be. Because of some, overstock or some builder that didn't use it, they sell it back, and these guys swap it up. It's all brand new stuff, and you can get an amazing deal.
I've worked with somebody like that before, and they are. It's crazy the deals that you can
get. Yeah, and a lot of them, too, have, like, newer stuff where they do kitchen design and that kind of stuff. And it depends on the business, but they're around the country. It's kind of this loose network, Builder Surplus in Santa Ana. All right. 25 past the hour. It is, time for our new Toulouse 2. We got the big games coming up, whether it's the Olympics, you know, that's coming up, and, the big game, right? The big game that's not this Sunday, but it's next. It's not the, it's the, some people would call it the pooper bowl or the, but you just can't say it.
The month after April Madness. Wait.
The
month after February Madness.
Right, not April Madness, but
the one before that.
The month before that, right? Can't say that either. You get in trouble. But now you're going to go to the party and you're going to bring the chicken wings or whatever, and you're just going to bring it in an aluminum pan, and you're not going to, that's not something you want to do.
The pooper bowl.
You want it to look nicer, and that's what our Noodaloo 2 is. It's fancy.
All right, picture this. You've baked a giant loaded potato and buffalo chicken casserole in a disposable aluminum pan. You're in the car on the way to a friend's house who's hosting the big game. The pan is bending and flopping all over the place, making the ride a very anxious one.
Uh-oh.
Then you arrive and your delicious casserole looks like a pile of twisted aluminum with some chunky orange creamy stuff in it. Hashtag unimpressive. Now picture this. Fancy pans. Our Noodaloo 2 this week, which was created by two moms in Southern California, is an ingenious casserole carrier that is the perfect size to pop in a standard half pan, ensuring spill-free transportation and much better presentation. You can keep an eye on the inside with the helpful windowed lid, and the best part, the window pops out and fits under the pan so you can serve right out of the carrier. Fancy, huh? Leaving the party early? No problem. Just leave the disposable pan with the remaining food at the event for the guests to enjoy, or throw away the empty pan. Either way, you bring home your fancy pans and don't have to worry about more lost serving ware. Fancy Pans comes in red, white, or charcoal gray and goes for $19.99 each. Find out more at fancypanswithaz.com. That's this week's new Toulouse 2.
I'm telling you, you're going to love the Fancy Pans.
Fancy.
Fancy Pans, just like Iggy said. So
Izzy. Iggy. Is it Izzy?
Iggy?
It's Iggy? Izzy. Iggy?
Iggy Azalea. I'm like an old man.
Oh, yeah.
It is Iggy.
You're right. You're right.
All right. So, it's basically like a girdle for your aluminum pan.
A girdle. That's a new one.
Right? It's a girdle, right? Keeping it fresh. So, the aluminum pan goes inside. It caps over the top. There's a clear lid on the top of it as well to seal it up. So you put it in the back of the car, you put it on the floor of the back seat. What?
A girdle.
What girdle came to mind is I just also saw the movie Phantom Thread.
Ah.
And there's like a whole girdle cinching. You women. You women go through a lot.
Lipstick on a pig thing.
It's like putting lipstick on a pig.
Yes.
That too. Right. Because the aluminum pan looks like a pig. And I will tell you that women go through a lot, and back in the day when you had to wear the corsets and stuff, not a good look. I mean, did a woman just not eat at a party? How could you?
I know.
They, like, sucked her into this thing in this movie.
Yeah.
Right? Unbelievable. Yeah. And then put a dress on, right?
I would just think under the ribs it would really hurt because your ribs would, like, rest on it.
No, right? And I mean, and back in the day, some of those women were full-figured ladies. Right? They weren't taking a spin class. They weren't going to SoulCycle. right? Maybe they were.
Maybe.
Maybe they were on the big bicycle with the huge wheel in the front, you know?
You're full of laughs today, Luke.
I know. I'm in a good mood. So anyway, I love the fancy pants. It's invented by a couple of ladies. I met them at this media event years ago in New York City, and they were just kind of bringing this stuff out. Now it's available. I will tell you this. If you have people that have invented stuff and you're like on your own and you've got this thing and you want to promote it, that's what House Smarts Radio and TV is all about. I love taking young. You don't have to be young. You could be an entrepreneur. But if you're young, that's fine, too. And if you got an idea, I will help promote it if it makes sense and it's in that home world. And I love these ladies from Fancy Pans. They're so excited. They make the product in the USA. So check it out. We'll put it up on our Facebook page as well. You'll see it there. And you can link on or go search on Amazon. You'll find it. It's really cool. Our phone number is 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222 on Talk Radio 790 KABC. It's time now for news with Gary Garrison on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. An arrest has been made in connection with a series of intentionally set fires and acts of vandalism targeting houses of worship in Los Angeles County. Beverly Hills is adding more than 600 closed-circuit television cameras around the city, including placing cameras in residential neighborhoods to take a bite out of crime. The Los Angeles Clippers suspend an assistant coach from the franchise's G League team in Ontario amid reports he was charged with punching a woman while he was an undergraduate student assistant coach at Michigan State in 2010. And UCLA will honor its 1968 men's basketball championship team at halftime of tonight's game against Stanford at Pauley Pavilion. KABC SoCal weather, a wind advisory in effect from 9 tonight until noon Monday. Mostly sunny for your Saturday, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s, winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. I'm Gary Garrison, 790 KABC News.
They know words. The best words. They're like really, really smart. And this Tuesday, they'll address the nation.
Whoa. Wait, like us?
Well, who do you think they're talking about? They're not talking about Doug and Leanne.
Jillian Barbary and John Phillips get you ready for the State of the Union at 5. Then, President Trump delivers what is sure to be the best State of the Union address ever at 6. Followed immediately by the Kings and Stars in Progress. The Drive Home. The Don. And the Kings.
Wait, what? Don King is going to be... What?
What is you talking about, girl?
No one covers the State of the Union like Talk Radio 790-KABC.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you just won a dance-off competition that saved the world.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon from the first fill. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
They say, want a new wireless plan? Gotta buy a new phone. At Simple Mobile, we say, just bring your own phone. Then pop in a Simple Mobile SIM card and boom, you've got 30-day unlimited plans starting at just $25 with nationwide coverage on a lightning-fast 4G LTE network, all with no contract. You can keep it complicated, or you can mobile simple with Simple Mobile.
Available nationwide at Best Buy, Simple Mobile dealers, and authorized retailers. See the latest terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
Having issues with the IRS, FTB, and EDD? Here at the Blue Law Group, we fight for our clients against these taxing agencies and will fight for you. We solve tax problems, from defending you in audits to filing back taxes and protecting you against criminal threats to protect you from levies and garnishments on your wages. If you're being charged with fraud or a tax crime and need assistance, contact the Blue Law Group now. But understand, dealing with the IRS is not a simple matter. It can be terrorizing, intimidating, and confusing. It is also complicated and time-consuming. There are too many mistakes that could be made that could be devastating to your tax relief efforts. Let the Blue Law Group help you from a tax settlement that benefits the IRS more than you. So you know what you need to do. Call Blue at 833-STOP-TAX. Get your free consultation now. Located in Los Angeles and the Inland Empire. Call 833-STOP-TAX now. Or visit us on the web at bluelawgroup.com. The Blue Law Group is attorney Michael Blue.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some...
This is Nick Offer. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredi.
Son of a
Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini.
That's right, it's House Smarts Radio right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
End of the show. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Our phone number is 800-222-KABC. That's the number that Steve called in from Palos Verdes. Steve, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. Does anybody have a better giggle than Nick Offerman?
No, he's got the best gig.
Yeah. Hey, I got a garbage disposal problem. So
All right.
I was doing some potatoes and put the potato skins in the garbage disposal.
Mistake
well, I
number
didn't,
one.
Somebody in my family did. But anyway,
okay.
I won't name who that person is, but it jammed up. And, I tried to get it fixed myself, but it couldn't. The disposal was working, but it was the thing was plugged up. So I had to call out somebody to come out and route it out. Whatever
right.
you call that, snake it
right.
out.
Right.
And he told me that it was clear to the wall. But in the pipe that's in the wall, there's corrosion in there. And that was what was getting things jammed up. Is there any way to get rid of that corrosion in there?
Yeah. So the issue there is when it's in the wall, if it's an older building or home.
Yeah, it's probably about 30 years old, 25, 30 years old.
Okay. So more than likely, it could be a metal junction. And you can get a lot of... it's gunk, really, and it starts to close up, and those pipes actually start to atrophy. And then all of a sudden, everything's working just fine, and then one event happens, and it completely clogs in. Many times I've had the issue where we've had homes like this, we've cut the pipes out, and you've taken a 2-inch pipe, and you cut it, and you look at it, and you can't even see through it because it's full of debris and gunk. And you're wondering, how did water ever get through this up to this point? So in order to fix that, what you have to do is that same plumber, I'm surprised, they didn't offer to just start snaking from the wall. Did they not offer that?
I was trying to just get him out of there before it cost me too much.
Okay, so then the trick is to open up that fitting at the wall and try and get it to go through there. Now, the problem with the disposal is... you can't really use a drain cleaner because it won't get to where the clog is. See, that's my concern with a disposal, because you got to get to where the wall is. There are some drain cleaners that may help, but it's going to do most of its degunking at the disposal, not at the wall. So your fix is to disconnect at that point. I mean, I realize that it's going to cost more to do this, but then they can snake right there. My guess is that the clog, the vast majority of that clog is right in that joint, right where it comes into the joint and goes down. And by opening it up and breaking it loose, they'll be able to get it free and flow through there. Steve, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. Our phone number is 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. All right. Are we ready to talk to Jane? Oh, yeah. All right. So Jane Manzuras is a DIY expert. She's got a website, which is at DIYByJane.com. You can also YouTube search her at DIY by Jane Manzuras. And she's on Instagram. She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter. And she's on our KABC phone line. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Lou. It's great to be here.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. All right. I was setting this up earlier this morning. You're a maker. You like to make stuff.
I'm a maker. I love to make stuff. I always say,
No, go ahead.
I like to say I'm the Lou Manfredini of DIY.
Well, that's good.
You're knocking down walls and you're repairing glass panes, and I'm picking up the pieces and I'm making a mosaic out of the piece of glass shard.
That is kind of your repartee, where you're trying to create stuff and show people that with a little bit of inspiration and a little bit of vision, you can really create some things that have more benefit, right, than just like, look what I made.
Yeah, I mean, when you make something with your hands, there's that sense of accomplishment and that sense of satisfaction. It's something that you could be proud of, and it's something that you can show off. Not to mention, if you're repurposing and upcycling, then you're giving new life to something that's old.
Right. I have found that as a builder and a remodeling contractor, it's always difficult for people to have a vision. For those people that are like, okay, great, Jane, you're fine, you're handy. I went to your YouTube channel. I see all the things you can do, but I'm not like that, or I would like to do it, but I'm just not sure where to start. How do you give people inspiration to go out there and do this stuff?
Well, so hopefully if you see any videos that I do, or you see your TV show or anything out there, you get inspiration just by the things around you. Get inspiration at being at a music concert. And then once you have inspiration, then try it. You may say, hey, listen, I don't know how to needlepoint. I don't know how to use a saw. Well, I don't know that I would use a saw because I would like to start things with all my fingers that I walk in. But you know what I mean? Like, get inspiration and just try it. And so if you try sewing with a sewing machine, or you try stitching with your hands, if you can't do that, glue it. If you can't glue it, then staple it. And if I don't want to work with a bandsaw, I'm going to call you or the guy that has one down the street. So I think it all starts with the whole idea of, yes, I'm going to make something. You may not have a creative bone in your body, but everybody does. And then if you just try it, you'll be inspired to do it again and do it again and do it again. And then soon enough, you will be an expert at creating.
We were, in some of the notes that we were back and forth about, we were talking about, you got these parties coming up with, these sporting events and whatever. And one of the things that you talked about in some of the things you sent over to me is that you can create pieces or things that are in a room that are highly personal and kind of almost a focal point and or a conversation piece. And you one of the things you talked about is, like, if you're hosting an event, obviously seating is important, and there's an opportunity for you to create some seating yourself.
Yeah, it's super easy. So you're thinking about your man cave, you're thinking about the basement, you're thinking about where everyone's going to be gathering in the next couple of months to watch all of these sporting events. Make some seating because everyone wants to be comfortable. The one guy that loves to sit on the floor, get some wedges. They make these foam wedges. You can get them at any sort of the crafting supply stores, but they have foam wedges that you can cover with, say, an old t-shirt or an old sweatshirt, and then you put that on the floor. People can lean against that. You've got old bar stools in your basement. Recover mm-hmm. them so you have a cohesive theme. Maybe you're recovering them with all of those old university t-shirts that are taking up too much space in your closet. So for the next couple of months, you want to have a sports theme. You recycle some of those old sweatshirts and t-shirts. Create a cohesive theme. Make sure you have ample seating, bar stools. Make a beanbag chair. Super easy to do it. I know it sounds daunting, but all you need to do is figure out the circumference of a circle, cut two of them, sew them on a long piece of fabric, fill it up with beanbag filler, and you've got a beanbag. But let's take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Add some chenille varsity letters on that. So you're really creating that cohesive theme. But get inspired to, like, entertain your friends while they're over, and then look at all of the things that you've made. They're comfortable, they're cozy, they're happy, and you did it yourself.
The bar stool thing, I think that when you throw that out there, people are like, I'm not going to recover a bar stool. But gosh, when you flip the thing over, typically there's like four screws that hold a round bar stool. And if you could cut a piece of fabric and fold it over and with a staple gun and then screw it back on, it's literally that simple.
And to be honest with you, you don't even have to take the old cover off. If you want to remove an old cover, sometimes they're plastic and or they're wrecked. Easy to remove the old cover. And by the way, you can buy foam cushion rounds that are easy to cut. And then you just spray glue those on top of each other. And the comfier you make it, the happier everybody is. But you can add cushion and padding on top of the bar stool. And then so easy, like you said, you just wrap it over the top of the bar stool and using your staple gun, staple it in. I say do that and then change it up next quarter.
So you do a lot of videos, like sort of short and sweet videos to inspire people. Tell me a little bit about some of those videos and where people can go find those.
Yeah. So the videos are DIY by Jane. They're a little spoonful of inspiration. So you don't have to sit there and watch me for 20 minutes trying to make something. It's a minute and a half. You're getting a little inspiration. You go, I can make that. A lot of people, I put it up on YouTube, which is just search DIY by Jane Monzuris. There's a lot of DIY There's a lot of James, not a lot of Manzureses, so that's a great way to find me.
All right. M-O-N-Z-U-R-E-S.
You got that right.
There
and then
go.
DIY by Jane is under the DIY videos. But, I mean, I'll take anything from freezer paper printing hack. So I did a pillow, and you can create your own iron-on, like your own, you iron freezer paper on a canvas pillow, and using some fabric paint, you can actually create your own image, and you can make all your own pillows or even tote bags. Well, there's so many things up there. I took an old frame. You take out the photos in the frame, you add some handles from the hardware store, and now you've got a serving tray.
Yeah,
so I show you
cool.
how to do little things like that.
That's cool. Jane Manzureis. You can find her information at DIYByJane.com. You can also go to YouTube and search DIY by Jane, M-O-N-Z-U-R-E-S. Thank you so much for taking some time this morning. It was nice to talk with you.
Lou Lampardina, you're the best. Thank you.
You got it. Take care. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC is our phone number. My name's Lou Manfredini. This is How Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be right back.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week will be the bitterest State of the Union in living memory. Booing, boycotts, bashing, and more.
Harassing Hillary?
And welcome to California, where passing out a plastic straw is a bigger crime than shoplifting.
On the next McIntyre in the Morning, get smart 5 to 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-619-0789. That's 800-619-0789. 800-619-0789. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden. Are you ready for a fresh start in 2018? Let Zen Foods Diet Delivery help. Zen Foods creates meals that are balanced and portion controlled so you can look great and feel even better. These delicious meals are created with the finest ingredients and an abundance of anti-aging superfoods. Pick and choose your favorite meals from over 50 daily options and get them delivered fresh daily. You can actually lose weight eating delicious meals like chicken parmesan, filet mignon, and Zen's amazing gluten-free desserts. Clients have lost up to 90 pounds with Zen Foods. So whether you're trying to lose weight or just maintain a healthy lifestyle, let Zen Foods help you. They've got something for everyone. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and paleo options. Eat clean and live lean with zero effort nutrition. That's Zen Foods. Call now. Tell them Leanne sent you and receive $150 off a 31-day program. Call 888-883-3530. That's 888-883-3530 or go to zenfoods.com.
When it's time to install the cabinets and countertops, pros don't have time to wait around for the cabinets and countertops. So the Home Depot ships on-trend Hampton Bay cabinets and countertops with select finishes in as little as 48 hours. And during our winter kitchen and bath event, pros get 10% off bulk orders of 10 or more. Save time, save money. There's no better time. The winter kitchen and bath event for pros, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th.
Not available in all states.
Thank you for calling Reese and Irvy's, the future of frozen yogurt.
Are you the robot people?
Yes, ma'am. Our Froyo robot serves 7 different flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with up to 6 delicious toppings all within 60 seconds. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are available as a unique franchise opportunity across the United States. They work so you don't have to. Plus, we find the best locations for you.
How do I get my own Froyo robots?
Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 4000. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 4000.
Wake up, open your sleepy eyes, stretch out, make up the bed, now dress.
a Toto toilet that I swear to God would flush an 8-foot 2x4.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
We got a cast iron sink, and it has more scratches on it than I have wrinkles on my face.
Here he is now, your host till 9, Lou Manfredini.
Where are you getting this kind of radio? Nowhere.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey, that's me. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Huh. That's funny.
Our phone number.
Hey, there you are.
There I am, like twice again. It is really me. That must be a mix-up. Hi, everybody. House Smarts Radio. I am here live, 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. I was listening. There was a Leanne just did a spot on there, and I was on with McIntyre in the morning on Friday, and they're building a treehouse, and we were talking about some treehouse stuff, and we had done a in their backyard on some like beautiful pine tree that they have, and they were talking about building the roof, and I was giving her some advice on that, and I went back to back on the television show House Smarts TV that we did. We did a whole story on treehouses, and after we had the conversation, I went back to look at some of the stuff, and there is a whole budding, a gigantic industry for treehouses where there's all this specialty hardware that they've created that, when you look at some of these treehouses that are built, Lindsay, they're nicer than your house.
Oh, I've seen some of
them. It's unbelievable. Yes. And, even Leanne mentioned that on the radio on Friday about the fact that, the elaborate, designs that people have come up with is just truly amazing. I will tell you this. You do have to double check with the city or the village you live in that they allow it, because there's a couple stories that I read. It's been over the years, but it's come up in different communities around the country, really, where people go crazy and they start building stuff, and then some neighbors start to complain, and then the city or the village says, hey, you don't have a permit to do that, or we don't allow tree houses and stuff like that. And so it can get out of hand pretty quickly as you start building. Oh, let's do this. Let's, I have years ago, I built a zip line for our daughter Mallory when she was 10. She's now 18, between two trees with a braking system, which was awesome. Now, here's the funny story about this. So I build this zip line. We still have it up today. Now, it's the house has a little bit of a hill. And so you climb on this thing and you go zipping down, and there's a block of wood. And then there's these two giant bungee cords that when the zip line comes down, you hit the block of wood that's on the zip line, and the large bungee cords stretch out and they stop you like a brake. It's the coolest thing you ever want to see. So, this is maybe, Mallory's 18. She was 10. It was for her 10th birthday that I did this. Probably a year or two later, I got interviewed by a publication about zip lines. They reached out to me and said, do you know anything about zip lines? And I go, what do you mean? Like when you go to Mexico? And they're like, no, to homeowners zip lines. I go, yeah, actually I do. And so I got interviewed and, I gave them some advice and these different things that you could do and how we have it. And I even sent them pictures of our own. I can't remember if they used the pictures or not. So here's a funny thing on how small the world is. This publication, and I cannot remember what it was. Some underwriter read the article from State Farm, who we have our homeowners insurance from State Farm, and I get a phone call from our insurance agent saying,
no way.
Do you have a zip line? And I go, yeah, why? And so she tells me the story about some underwriter from State Farm read it and like, obviously went to their computer system and said, I wonder if this guy is a client, is a customer. And they go, well, your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover zip lines. I go, wait a minute. I go, it's not like up in the trees. In other words, it's right over the ground. And so it was this crazy thing where they weren't threatening, but they were saying, you can't have a zip line. And I go, but I could have a trampoline. I go, how many claims have you made against a zip line for people to get hurt? Because nobody has a zip line in their backyard. I mean, the number's got to be super small. But you could have a trampoline, which would be covered, which there's way more accidents. This is my, conversation with my agent. So finally, they said, well, just send us some pictures. And then when I showed them, literally when you're sitting on the thing, you're like 6 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
Right? You're not like super high off the ground. And then they were like, oh, okay, no problem. Somehow they thought I'd created the zip line like a canopy thing that I lived out in some, you know, Costa Rican forest or something like that.
Do you know what I think of when I see those zip lines, that zip line at your house, though?
Mm.
Your thumb.
Oh, no, it's my number one finger when I fell off of it. Yeah. Well, so you have to be careful. Be careful because the State Farm people might be listening. All right. Listen, our phone number is 800-222-KABC. You can always email me at HowSmartsTV.com. Our TV show, House Smarts, airs on KTLA on Saturday mornings at 5:30 in the morning.
It's on your sheet. It's in front of you. Yeah. I think it's 5:30.
Yeah, it's early. So TiVo it, because you don't want to get up that
TiVo.
Early. Excuse me. It's on Sundays at 5:30.
Who is TiVo?
I don't know. Does anybody have TiVo?
No.
Just DVR it? It's on Sundays.
On demand.
You can on demand at 5:30 in the morning. Thank you. Yeah. All right. So let's do a quick email before we have to bug out of here and make way.
For Lucy Ali. In Cyprus. We have a marble counter in a bathroom. My husband set a bottle of rubbing alcohol, and some of the alcohol got on the marble. It left that spot dull and took the shine away.
You're
can
done.
We bring it back? It's done.
You're done. With the marble, with the rubbing alcohol. So normally, if you get spots on marble, you can use something called marble poultice. So let's say you had a hairspray or a bottle of soap and it left a ring. Marble poultice is a powder that you're going to buy that you're going to mix with water, and you're going to place it over the top of the stain. You make like a, almost like a pancake batter paste, cover it with saran wrap, tape it with blue painter's tape, poke a couple holes in the saran wrap so that it wicks the stain out of the marble. Marble is such a soft stone that it will wick it out. And you have really good, results when you try this marble poultice. It can be used on granite. You can be used on marble. And it works really well. The problem with the alcohol is it etched the stone. And so when you etch that stone, here's something you can try on that little spot. You're going to go to the auto parts store or the hardware store, and you're going to buy a little carnauba wax. And the carnauba wax, like it would be on a car, you're going to take a pad, and you're going to just over that little spot put the haze of carnauba wax over it, like you're shining shoes, and let that hazy carnauba wax get into the dry, you know, it dries. That's what happens like when you wax the car. Then take a microfiber rag or a cotton rag and buff it out and see if you can bring that shine back in there. You may have to play with it a little bit to kind of blend it in. You may notice that it's a little bit shinier in that spot. It's not forever. It's going to be something that you'll have to redo later on. I love the look of marble. It's fabulous. But it's such a soft material that I think that if you're considering remodeling a bathroom or doing any kind of stone look, I would definitely go with a quartz because it's non-staining, it's non-porous. There's plenty of them that are looking really nice and look like natural stone. Who we had that guy on from Cosentino from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks
Daniel
ago.
Daniel Germani.
Yeah, Germani, right. And, you know, they have a whole line. DuPont actually just rebranded their Zodiac quartz material. They have some really beautiful designs. But on that marble, you have to be very careful. Now, there is for a cleaner and a three-part system, there's an old brand called Lundmark. And Lundmark makes these really great strippers, cleaners and polishers for marble. And you could try that as well. You'll find that at, like an Ace. You'll find it, at an Orchard Supply. They should have it. If not, they can special order it. But you have to be really careful about marble. And, once you get that etching on there, it's really tough. All right. Any other questions that you have, just email me. Go to, HowSmartsTV.com or HowSmartsRadio.com. It'll redirect you to our website. And then there's an Ask Lou button where you can, post a question there, and I do answer those, as well as the ones I answer here on air every week here on House Smarts Radio. And like I said, any kind of questions you have, you can ask them via there, or you can always call us every Saturday. And we talked about fancy pants and cool products. If you invented something and you need a little shout-out and a little help, send it to me via there. And if it makes sense, we'll talk about it on House Smarts Radio on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next Saturday live.
This show furnished by House Smarts Television and Properties.